Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV for the after show for The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 13, Bury Me Here. This episode was awesome. This was one of the best episodes of the entire season, one of the best episodes we've had in a long, long time. People went crazy, deaths were had. We're going to break the whole thing down for you guys. Hang with us, we'll see you in 1 second.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
They've outdone themselves, guys. It was a good episode.
We're not in sync with our clap,
we were
though.
Trying to slow clap like it's good, but it kind of seemed like we were slow clap like it was bad. Like,
Right, and it was all out of sync.
Yeah, it was out of sync.
We should have been like,
there you go. Get a little bit more hype energy with that one.
It was so good.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Walking Dead. Man, we have had some up and down opinions this season, and it was nice to have an episode this week that was just through and through good. Actually, all the things I like about Walking Dead, all the things that we've loved over the years, we got tonight.
We did.
Agreed.
This was very, very exciting. So, guys, thank you for tuning in. We've got you in the chat here.
Yes.
I've got my awesome panel here. We've got Susanna Kim manning the chat. She's our social media correspondent tonight.
For tonight, yes.
I love when you do it.
You're going to have to help me a little bit, yeah.
We'll help each other.
You guys can find me at Susanna_Kim, SusannaH_Kim. And like you said, I'm here in the chat.
And Mr. Daryl Christian.
What's up, everybody? You can find me at Daryl Christian, D-E-R-R-I-A-L, and last name is C-H-R-I-S-T-O-N, and on Black Hollywood Live as well, our sister company.
Yeah. You guys can find me at Ben Bateman Media. My name is Ben Bateman. I do media.
Good. Very good.
And,
nice tie-in there.
Yeah, right? Totally. And here we are to talk about The Walking Dead. So let's just jump straight into it, guys. So first and foremost, the very first thing I want to say is... So I have a television crush on Melissa McBride, straight up.
Mm-hmm. Join me as well. Yes.
No question.
Yes.
She's like, she might be my favorite character on all of TV.
Ooh.
And she didn't even really do anything action-y tonight. She killed some walkers. That was the extent of it. You know, she just dispatched them quickly.
Right.
But I was watching and I was thinking to myself, like, you know, I'm not going to watch the Taken TV show. And I didn't watch Lethal Weapon. And I don't really have much interest in watching... like a lot of TV that's like action based, especially these shows like that that are supposed to have these like really cool lead characters. And I was thinking to myself, if Melissa McBride had been cast as the lead in Taken, I would have watched the show. I would have watched the show if it was Melissa McBride going all over the world, fight like taking down terror and like having this unique set of skills. Right?
I feel that.
I feel that.
Like she is a unique character in the sense that she's like she really has built up this just. Awesome, badass, like, but emotional, but deep, but like, does what she needs to do. I would watch her as an action hero on television.
Absolutely.
I mean, every time I see her, honestly, and I see that she's in the storyline, I do get a little bit excited because I know that I'm going to get something good from her, you know, and she delivers every time. I mean, even the fact that, you know, yes, she did not, it wasn't like overly gruesome with her killing today, but like, she had the one way signs in her hand, taking people out from trees. I mean, if that's as badass as you can get, you know what I mean?
So, I never like walk around and see like a stop sign and be like, you know what, if I uprooted that I could probably wreak some havoc.
Takes
like,
out.
Exactly.
It's not really what
and I was like, what does this mean? This means this one way message is gonna mean something at the end of the show. I was like, I'm calling this right now.
And she's like walking up to the gate and they open the gate. She doesn't even say hello.
She just walks in. Blood kind of splattered on her face.
Yeah, right.
Love it.
I'm gonna ask for permission.
Yeah.
Right?
She's also like, you know, I don't know you people. You're not my friends. Right. I'm looking for Morgan. I know Morgan. I wanna talk to Morgan. What's going on?
Yeah.
So she was just, I mean, the episode starts off with her, and she's just great. I don't know. I mean, she really, in my opinion, has really become the best part of this show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So she makes her way back into the kingdom, and she finds Morgan. And, you know, they've been really teasing for a long time that there is this dichotomy between Morgan and Carol. It's something they come back to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really at odds for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The way they put a bow on their relationship at the end of the episode, this episode, really felt cathartic for me.
I loved it.
Yeah.
You know, in a way that Morgan pissed people off for so long. I mean, just, like, he was the worst for a while, you know? Like, in a lot of ways, it was just like, God, Morgan, shut up with your staff. Like, people are dying. It's your fault. You need to stop people. And he just hung on to it for so long. And Carol was one of those people that was like, you know, it's your fault. But I felt like she, like, learned something from Morgan. She really did. And that's part of the reason she went away. She was like, there is some humanity, and that guy's showing it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So what she says to him at the end of the episode... You know, you can leave, but you don't have to go, right?
Right.
That's what she said.
Yep.
Go and not go.
Go and not go. Yeah.
Loved it.
That was so good. I mean, yeah, share, guys. Come on, let's have a love fest. Yeah,
I love I mean, here's the thing. You know, with her, obviously, I've always felt that they kind of have a similarity with their characters. They both lost their children, mm-hmm. and there is a passion that they both have for the people that are around them. You know, and yes, there's a little bit difference in obviously in their characters, but in the same sense, they always that innate passion that they have to just protect everyone that's close to them is very similar. And you know, I you saw it even more today of just how similar they really are, I feel like. And you know, it was nice to see Morgan kind of go back to what the old school Morgan was, mm-hmm. you know, without losing his shit too much, you know.
Yeah, but right.
I mean, he lost it a little bit with reason, a little breakdown, but that's also, we needed that fire to get Morgan back to where he is, you know?
Exactly.
And I feel like that's kind of what happened with Carol, and that's what we've been waiting to see. Because, we've been like, okay, Daryl didn't really tell her the truth.
Yeah.
Morgan told her today. How is she going to react, you know? And she actually handled it like a pro, you know? So.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, they are very similar. What I like is that, like Carol, Morgan as well, they have that calm wisdom sort of thing. Like you don't know exactly what's going on in their head because they're quiet a lot of the time, but there's something so deep going on there. And with Morgan, I feel like that's been like that since the beginning, from, you know, the pilot, you know, we saw that. And with Carol, it's just been such like a roller coaster, such a development with her. It just means that much more, you know, to have her be at this point now compared to where she was when we first met her.
Yeah.
Like, that is such an insane arc to see. And then also to have her in this episode have that connection with Ben a little bit before we lost Ben, to have her, you know, I love that they had that little interaction. Someone in the chat just said, had Ben just spent, or what is it, Rosewood Apocalypse, thanks for joining us, if Carol let Ben hang out with her for just a hot second, he wouldn't have died. Another kid bites the dust. But, I mean, that's interesting to think, you know, had she done anything right at that moment, I wonder if she feels any sort of guilt with Ben or, you know, for turning him away.
No, I don't think she's she doesn't strike me as one of the characters that would feel that sort of misplaced guilt. Like, had I done something differently that I had no idea would have resulted differently.
Right.
You know, I don't think she dwells on that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but it's interesting that they had that connection right before he
for just a minute.
Taken away.
Yeah, definitely. I just thought in both cases, like, I thought the arc that they're showing us with Morgan this episode and where Carol's going, it's very satisfying. And I think they're developing a lot for us to experience payoff later in the season. The last few episodes should be, like, really, really amazing, I think.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, they're definitely building up for some cool stuff. It's kind of funny, too, if you think about last season. So much of last season was careening towards Negan that we kind of just knew the whole season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there was a real sense, episode to episode, of, like, we just, I think, felt a sense of unrest a little bit. Like, get to the point. And it was building, and it was building. A lot of this season has sort of felt the same way, because it's like, now we're building towards the war.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't feel like most TV shows have that kind of feeling where you sort of know, in theory, what the last episode or two is going to look like, and the whole season you're just waiting for it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the source material, maybe
that's
not.
That's true.
I'm not sure, but it is interesting. This episode, though, felt like we're really starting to get the gears turning.
Yeah. I mean, it was saying 3 episodes left. I feel like the next 3 episodes are going to be even more fire the rest of the time.
I can't believe there's only 3 left. I feel
I know,
like there's still so much
so quick
to happen.
Yeah.
I'm worried, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So you mentioned what happened to Benjamin, so let's get into that a little bit.
Yeah.
We have a basic, normal offering run where they're going to go meet up with Gavin, and they're going to have to give some things over. And the very first thing we see when this group leaves is there's all of these shopping carts blocking the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of us know, to some degree, you know, that's probably something to do with Richard, but maybe not. We don't know if he's decided to go forward with his plan.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard has that moment, you know, get your gun up. The editing in this episode was really, really nice.
Yeah,
I really, really liked the way they did it. And I didn't even though I felt like there was a lot of, like, you know, those moments in movies where it's like, forget about it, kid, they are ghosts. And then it, like, cuts to the other line, it's like, they're ghosts. And you're like, oh, yeah, right, because there's that other scene. I'm supposed to remember that. Movies do that sometimes. I didn't think it was overdone this time. I thought it was actually correct. Like, when they go to that shot and he remembers him, get your gun up, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I thought that stuff was all great. But anyway, they see all the shopping carts. They go to the offering. And the second you see this dickhead playing with the stick, you know something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
From the minute you see it, you're like, oh, man, someone's going to die. It's probably Benjamin. Maybe it's Richard. But honestly, if Richard had died there, I don't think it would have had the same impact. Not no. for
I don't think it would have either.
Not for Ezekiel yeah. and not for the audience.
Yeah. Not for yeah, the well, war,
we,
you know?
Yeah, and we saw the setup. I mean, obviously we saw, you know, Benjamin training with Morgan earlier. We saw him, as we mentioned, the interaction with him and Carol. We see him with his little brother. We see his little brother looking up to him. And Morgan even saying to the little brother when he was training him something like, you wanted to take your, something with, hit your brother's head or take your
yeah,
brother's
yeah,
head.
Yeah.
Knock, and, you know, knock his head down. And you know, just that... that interjection of like how Benjamin's character was developing, so we were starting to like him. As soon as I saw that, I was like, "Oh man, this could yeah. be this could be bad for Benjamin."
Yeah.
But then my thing is, do you think that he had enough training to start to go out with them enough? You know, at that stage, you know,
I don't think having any more training in that moment would have saved him.
True.
He just got sucker shot.
Yeah, he got sucker shot.
You know,
right.
so. There wasn't really much he could do.
Yeah,
I think he was doing okay. I think, yeah, I think compared to most people that are out there in the wild who have like no training,
right?
His
that's
body
true.
Armor. Yeah, he's got a gun. That's it's better than a lot of people.
I don't know that he would be equipped for like a run.
A run,
like,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. But yeah. For a drop, totally.
Yeah, and then we saw the relationship of Morgan looking at him. I he felt like he was looking at him like his son. You
a little
know,
bit,
you
yeah.
know, even before we saw kind of the end of the episode where it was more revealed, but you know, he definitely looked at him like his son.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That little training session with the two of them where he
yeah.
and the painting and the moment he kept asking like, who's the girl who
yes.
gave me the painting?
Yeah.
You know, so.
I know TV can be so obvious but also so heartbreaking in
yeah.
that way.
Yeah.
You see it coming, but it's like it's slow motion, you can't stop.
Right,
like, right.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
so,
not gonna happen.
Yeah. So they get to this meetup and you know, it's awkward and the whole thing is tense and you know, Gavin's saying all this stuff and they say that the offering is short. Now, it was clear to me that something funny had happened, like that they had come, in fact, with the whole amount and that they weren't just mistaken. But I still wasn't 100% sure if it was Richard who had done it. Like I wasn't
convinced at that point.
I was thinking, like, I don't know, one could have fallen out
yeah.
or something. But as soon as Jared.
Yeah.
Wait, no, not Jared.
You're talking about Jared from...
Jerry?
No, Jerry. Sorry, Jerry, Joey, Jared.
Yeah.
As soon as Jerry got whacked in the head,
mm-hmm.
you were like, oh man, something really bad is going to happen. I thought maybe that it was him that got shot, actually. You know, like, just in the second when he doesn't shoot Richard
right.
and he goes
oh,
over.
Right.
I was like, I think it's probably Benjamin, but maybe it's Jerry. Like, that would be, it would still be fairly effective for
yeah.
us as an
yeah.
audience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jerry's kind of like the fan favorite.
Like
yeah.
yeah. But they just, I mean, he's also just such a helpless character to whack in the head like that.
True.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. yeah.
That's
makes,
really
you, makes you really feel for him.
Yeah.
For me, I actually noticed the shopping carts when they originally had, because I told you,
you
like when we were watching,
you spotted
I was like, I knew it.
Yep.
I knew it, because I don't know why, but when Richard originally went around the corner and saw Katie's backpack and all those shopping carts were there, for some reason my eyes went straight to the whole stack of, I was like, why are there so many shopping carts?
Yeah.
And then when they hit it on the road, I just already knew that there was some sort of connection there. I wasn't sure that Richard was doing it like maliciously exactly, but I just knew that he was involved or there was something going on.
Something going on.
Because why would they show us that shot of him, you know, burying, or what is it? Digging up the
digging
grave,
up the grave,
you know,
and then,
like,
yeah, yeah,
that stuff.
And then the bury me
waiting.
Next to this sign or whatever it was,
exactly.
yeah,
bury
so.
Me here,
or bury
yeah.
me here, yeah.
Which I guess is cryptic enough. It's like cryptic enough that they wouldn't be like, well, who did that and where did this come from? Because this is on our route that we normally take to go
right.
to this meeting, so it wasn't here before,
right? And it was such an obvious like arrow with the shopping cart. You know, the shopping carts were placed in an arrow.
Strategic,
you know,
yeah,
yeah. So I was like, it's so obvious.
The one
how
way,
did you guys, yeah.
And they were all placed one way.
But I guess you do go out in the world, and you know, you go out in the world, and you see enough horrors in this environment that, like, I guess it's not that surprising.
Well, I didn't want it to think that it was just that obvious, because
mm-hmm.
in my mind I was thinking, like, you know, they're going to probably give us something else.
Yeah,
know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they gave it to us, but in a different way.
And I like the conversation they had surrounding that too, because they were talking about, like, oh, when they're analyzing the grave, they're like, oh yeah, you know, people can go crazy, and talking about that break that sort of happens.
Yeah, right.
And we see that with Richard a little bit, and also with Morgan at the end. So it's nice that they brought that up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah, the meetup starts. They're short a melon, and it's very tense. And he says, okay, so I'm going to take your guns too. And now this interaction for me was interesting, because I was like, all right, so what happens if one of our people shoots? Because I did for a second think it was going to be one of our people, that it was actually going to be Morgan.
It was tense.
That Morgan was going to pop off a shot, and it was going to be like a bloodbath. And maybe somehow they would get away with it, and they would kill most of Gavin's group. Like, maybe they'd lose one person, somebody would get shot, but they'd be able to kill most of them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts the war?
That was one part. Another part of me thought that maybe Carol was going to come out of the bushes with like an assault rifle and just mow down the saviors there.
Wow, that's optimistic right there. That is her style. I didn't see that one coming yet, but I feel that.
How sweet would that have been? That would have been so sweet. Just brutality. Just Carol, like, but she would have had to have found out already, and she doesn't find out what happens till later.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I was really curious about that. I kept thinking to myself, all right, so what happens if a shot gets popped off here? Like, how does this end? And
where does it go from there?
Could have gone that way, because Benjamin could have died in that.
He could have.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I thought Ezekiel at that point was going to be, for some reason, I thought that somehow he was going to be the person who kind of starts that part. Because I felt like, because he was... When Rick had spoken to him before, he was so adamant about, you know, let's not really join forces quite yet. I felt like this time he might see something different and go all balls in.
That's
with
what
it,
I was thinking,
know?
Right?
Like it would trigger something with him where we would see a different side of his character today.
That was his moment. I mean, they gave us a lot of like little seeds pointing us in that direction, because there is the moment earlier in the episode where the person from the kingdom goes to see Ezekiel and she's like, well, you know, we're going to have to dig stuff up and it's going to take time. We're going to lose some crops. I'm sorry, you're going to lose the garden. And you're sort of like, oh, you know, okay, so they're going to have even less here.
Yeah.
And they're going to have even less. They're going to have to give more and still have less. So you're like, all right, they're running out of resources. This arrangement can't go on that long.
Mm-hmm. And she drops that little seed because she's like, I know you have all this stuff, but just remember, you can tear everything down and get it all back.
Yeah.
She had that little word of wisdom for him. So I was hoping that would drop a seed in him to be like, okay, we might lose a lot in this war, but we can gain everything back, you know?
Right.
And sorry if I missed this part, but how often are they giving supplies to the saviors?
I don't know.
What I want to figure out.
I'm not sure. It feels like about once a week.
Okay. If you guys know in the chat, please let us know. Yeah, you know, seems like it's pretty often.
Yeah, it seems... I mean, it does seem like it's about once a week. I think if it was more than once a week, it would be hard to imagine with the amount... But then again, like 12 melons?
I feel like it has to be more than once a week just because they only got 12. They were only asking for 12
melons.
But I
feel like sometimes it's more than that.
Well, I'm sure they don't drop off melons every week.
Like this particular week, but then I feel like it should be maybe more than once a week. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Like, how many communities... So we know that Negan's taking stuff from Hilltop.
Yeah.
We know that he's taking stuff from Alexandria. We know that he's taking stuff from the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Oceanside, he's no longer taking anything from because they left and they're hidden now. But do we know, is there a chance that Negan's taking anything from anywhere else? Because thinking about like Eugene's situation, all the stuff that's in that cool little market with like the pickles and everything like that, I'm thinking about those melons. Like, okay, so those end up on some table and there's a barter system and they're worth a point or 2 points or whatever. Yeah. I wonder if there's any more communities we're missing, or if they would have shown us those if they existed.
I feel like they would have shown us at this point, but you know, you never know.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And I guess because then you also have the junkyard folk.
Yeah,
right.
You do.
Yeah, those are the two others. So anyway, the interaction starts. It's very tense. We have Jared, who's just the biggest cock. That guy
sucks. I hate him,
man.
I want him to go down.
Oh, it's going to... And
man,
he will.
I want him to go down hard, too. Like, just a nasty death.
It's going
to
be nasty.
Violent.
The actor plays that well.
Oh, he plays it good.
He does. Yeah, he's the... They do, like, an interesting job of giving us a lot of Negan bullies. There's, like... There's the guys that are bullies. There's the guys that feel like they're doing it because they sort of they're supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's the ones who are sort of reluctant to do it.
I love that.
Well, he pisses me off because he's the shock factor dude. You know what I mean? He's the dude who's going to do some stupid crap just to try and be such a badass and prove that he's so strong and he's really not strong. He's whack.
Off.
You know what I mean? So,
oh, I think it's Ezekiel that brutally murders that guy. I think it's got to be.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It could be Morgan, though.
Might even be Shiva. The tiger might eat that guy.
Ooh, that would be great.
I would like that.
Yeah, that might. That wouldn't surprise me.
But I don't know. I could see Morgan doing it, too, because Morgan's got a little, you know, something.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Morgan's gone crazy.
He's gone crazy.
A little bit. But I like what you're saying, like how they all have different varying degrees of their loyalty, I guess. Or my favorite thing of the whole interaction was Gavin. Like, you can obviously tell that he's a little reluctant, like
he
you
was.
Were saying.
Yeah.
And just, like, he obviously has, you know, ethics in him and, you know, some morals. And even initially when Ben gets shot, you can see it on his face. He's uncomfortable. He tells him to give the stick when that was off the table a second ago, you know? And, I just... Oh, gosh. To see that empathy in his face, there's so much thought behind that.
Unfortunately,
just, like,
he's still going to get murdered, and it's going to be
absolutely
brutal.
Well, also,
but on the way out, he might help out, you know, the other side, you know? Because he has that in him.
He does.
He's got a Jiminy Cricket in there somewhere, and he's, like, you know, working on... I don't know.
It's true. I mean, he's not the one who shot him, so maybe there is some sympathy. I'm not really sure. But in any case, the interaction goes, and, you know... Richard, you think Richard's on the chopping block. He turns out not to be. It's Benjamin gets shot. Richard, the look on everyone's face, And it's that moment when everybody's just like, we gotta get him on the truck. We gotta save this kid. And Gavin's like, you're gonna listen to me while he's bleeding on the ground.
Yeah.
And you're just like, God, they're so helpless. Oh mm-hmm. my, they can't do anything. They can't make any hard decision. They can't press any issue. Like, they have to just listen. Oh, yeah. You want to lecture me while he's bleeding on the ground because you shot this kid?
Right.
Right.
You know, and I'm gonna take it.
And I was just so pissed off when he got shot, though. No. You know? Because, you know, obviously, it was a lot of things on this episode, too, that kind of, they didn't directly show you things as they were happening, you know? Like, we didn't see Benjamin fully get shot. It was kind of like the side angle of it, which kept a little mystery for us. But, I just did not want that kid to go down today.
No, and I actually didn't necessarily think he was going to die. I was 50,
I didn't either.
I was 50-50 on it.
I felt like they were setting us up for it. It was a shock to me when they killed him. Or when he actually, like, died. Yeah.
So they get the car to Carol's place, and they bring him inside. And this was definitely one of the moments. This was like one of those show moments where you feel a little bit of a payoff. Like, you've watched for so long, and you've seen one character. And with Morgan's character, his whole, you know... I guess we'll call him somewhat of a pacifist. I mean, he still fights, but he doesn't kill.
Right.
And the fact that Benjamin looks at him and he says that line, to injure your opponent is to injure yourself.
Injure yourself.
Yeah. Just before he dies.
It was deep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just before he dies, it was like, that's gotta just ruin Morgan. I mean, that's gotta, it did, it turned him crazy. Yeah. Like, hearing him say this, like, you're gonna quote my, like, Zen, you know, basically Aikido line to me just before you die from a bullet wound that we couldn't stop. Because, and that was like, man, that's, Morgan's going off the deep end for that reason.
A little bit.
That was a good moment.
I got a little nervous when they were leaving the Saviors, and Morgan's kind of yelling out, let's go to Carol's, you know, we have a bunch of supplies there and stuff. Did that make anyone else nervous?
When he said she has a bunch of supplies, I thought about that. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't know if this is something you should be advertising in front of the Saviors.
Exactly, because then they're going to deduce that she's obviously closer, you know, than...
Yeah.
Than what the kingdom is. Yeah. You know, she's off the
point.
Side. She's got supplies. She's there, you know?
Yep.
So, that made me a little nervous. So, I'm wondering if anyone else caught that.
Yeah, well, she ain't going to be there, so it doesn't matter.
That's true.
Carol's definitely...
Oh, I wonder if that's a little setup, though, you know? Because now Morgan's there, so maybe they won't expect him or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Carol's moving back towards Rambo. I don't think she's going to quite be there, but she's definitely going back in that direction.
Yeah. She's back to the kingdom. I don't think she's going back to her little vacation home anymore.
No. She's not doing any more planting than she was doing.
No.
Yeah. What was she planting? Boston picklings or something like that? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think it was going to be
It was all about planting things this episode as well.
So they get out of there, and Benjamin dies, and we have... The next scene is Morgan goes to confront Richard. And it made me think a little bit, you know, have either of you guys acted at all? Have you auditioned for parts at all?
Yeah.
So... All right, like, you know how, like, when you get the script and it's for a character that's going to be relatively major and something that's kind of bigger? Like, you read the sides and you're like, okay, so this is what everybody, whether it's me or, like, the big-name actor that's going in to read for the part is. I was thinking, Richard's been around long enough that I think probably this isn't the case, but I wouldn't be that surprised if his monologue about what happened with his wife and kids was in the original sides for that character. It felt to me like the kind of thing in a big character in a big show like this that you would get... You'd get two different scenes, and one of them would be that, because that's like a really big scene. That's kind of his most relevant scene, I think, he's probably had so far, in terms of character development. Like, you get background on him, and you find out a bit more.
Yeah, it's a great piece.
Yeah.
And to see him vulnerable like that, we haven't really seen him like that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because you kind of hate him, but you hear the story, and here's the thing, is like... 7 seasons into the show, that story is not shocking anymore, because everybody has that story.
Yeah,
everyone. But he did tell it in a way that did put you right there, and I felt for him because
he felt it.
I felt it. I mean, we got to know more obviously about his family and what happened to him. But here's the thing: we've been talking about this for a couple episodes about predictions on, you know, when Richard was going to die, if he was going to die, you know, that kind of thing. I kind of felt a little anticlimactic with his death today, because first of all, we didn't see it; it was off screen. You know, I don't know. That was obviously a conscious choice, but. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know why they didn't show that, you know, because we have started to kind of especially today's episode, get to know who Richard is a lot more.
That's true.
And because of the fact that Morgan was so pissed off and then takes him out, I'm surprised that we didn't really get to see more of that death.
I would have a couple thoughts on that. One would be, I know there was a lot of there's a big uproar about the violence in this show after the premiere.
Yeah.
So it's pretty evident.
I can accept that.
I'll give it to you.
They've dialed it back a little bit, and it seems to be pretty clear. It hasn't been as violent this season as that premiere would have made us expect.
Yeah.
The other one that I was thinking was, because it never cuts to him while he's getting strangled, that it is possible that something about it was inconsistent with what they wanted to shoot, and with a production schedule for the episode, they couldn't get a proper reshoot.
Okay.
I don't know that. I'm just thinking about it.
You're not giving us the exclusive right now,
Ben? Yeah, you weren't there when they shot it.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it could have been the thing where if they filmed it or shot it in a way and there was some continuity error and they realized it late in the game and they had to just film it with new ADR and that was all they had. So
I just felt like it was a lackluster moment as far as like seeing a death. I mean, I get it doesn't have to be where it's just all blood and guts, but it just... We never really saw it.
Yeah.
So all we saw was the blood on Morgan's face afterwards.
And I think that's what it was. Probably they didn't want to take away from what was happening with Morgan.
Yeah.
I think it's more about, like, can you believe Morgan, who said he wasn't going to kill anyone, is now killing this man with his bare hands, and it was all about Morgan. So I think that's probably maybe why they didn't show. And also, like you said, it's very gruesome. So for us to see Morgan doing that to him, I don't know if maybe they were worried that would affect our feelings on Morgan because they want us to still like him, you know? So that was my thing.
Yeah, proper strangulations are pretty gruesome on screen.
Yeah.
You have to show, like, the face gets all red and the eyes kind of pop. And if you're going to show that, it's not a zombie. It's a person.
It's a person.
So that's kind of... Maybe they're just trying to avoid the violence.
But I wonder if they shot it and then chose to cut it out.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Or just to show the one angle.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Maybe they shot it and it felt too violent. So they felt they had to cut away from it and just use the... Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Anyway, so that happens, and after the conversation, we find that stuff out about Richard. They go back, and Richard, you know, starts to say, I just want you to know we get it, and it's like, Morgan's just not going to have it. First, he goes out the stick, and you're thinking, is Morgan just going to commit suicide right now? Is he going to just, like, just whack some, like, oh, and we didn't even talk about the Morgan going crazy scene.
Yeah.
We almost kills himself.
We had a couple people in here saying, did anyone hear crazy whispers happening while Morgan was having his breakdown?
Yes. Definitely.
How to get H. Did anyone hear whispers? So do we think, like, the whispers are coming back?
The voices, I felt like the voices come back. It's almost like it triggered, this death of Benjamin triggered he suppressed it. I felt like he's been suppressing all these emotions and they all are coming back out. All those demons are coming back and haunting him again.
Well, yeah, because Morgan's really been, he's really been pretty stable ever since meeting Eastman, and he hasn't broken, and he's had, like, his sort of meditation, and that's, like, what's gotten him through.
Yeah.
But this definitely did feel like the inciting incident to let the wild men out a little bit.
Yeah.
Because Morgan has a lot of crazy in him. The events of the world affected Morgan in a pretty crazy way.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of remarkable he stuck around since the premiere.
Yeah.
That's a wild character to be around seven seasons.
When he came back, it was everything to me.
Yeah.
Because I was, you know, from the beginning, when he went away, I was like, he has to come back. So I'm just waiting season by season for him to come back.
So after they go out there, we get the Morgan kind of going crazy scene. He does appear to almost kill himself, but avoids the issue. He kills Richard, and then he's like, I'm not going to go back with you guys.
Right.
Just lay off it. And he's explaining to Ezekiel. I was a little surprised. So Ezekiel says, did you, Dwayne? And he says, Benjamin, I meant Benjamin. I was wondering why Dwayne was my son. That was the line I was expecting to come out next.
Yeah.
Right? That didn't surprise you guys?
I just felt like he was battling so much internally, so that didn't necessarily come to mind firsthand when he said it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he even knew that he said Dwayne, you know? But it's kind of like, what? And then he, you know, whatever.
Well, he realized because he corrected himself.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing. I was just thinking, like, if in that situation... Even just for a minute, my son's name was Dwayne or something. But maybe it's just not even going to go there.
Yeah, I was telling Susanna that I was more surprised the fact that Ezekiel just accepted what Morgan said about why he killed Richard. It was no debate about it. It was just like, this is what Richard did, and this is why I killed him. And to me, Richard's been around such a long time with Ezekiel, way before Morgan was there. And I know he loves Morgan and respects what he's saying, but he just quickly just... It was no debate at all, you know?
I think it was because when he said it, you know, he said he sabotaged, he took the melon out, he set the trap, and I think he didn't even mention the grave, but I think it was kind of all the things adding up in Ezekiel's head a little bit that I think he was like, okay, that's actually very logical. Morgan's never steered me wrong. He's never started a conflict.
Yeah. I mean, and luckily they had that quick little interaction where he's like, oh, we'll tell him later, you know?
Yeah, we'll tell him later. He did say that.
He was hiding something.
Yeah, we'll talk about it now.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later and then now. Yep, that's true.
So, yeah, so, all right. So we get back to the kingdom, and it's very sad, and it's falling apart, and we don't know exactly what the next move is going to be for Ezekiel, but Morgan does go to see Carol first, and this is an important scene because
it is.
Loved it.
The two of them together. I mean, they're such good actors.
Yeah, they are.
It's so good. Yeah, and I like Morgan as a character in the show so much more now than I used to.
Same here. He's grown on me a lot.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's not as much as I like Father Gabriel, but just kidding. No. But they have a great interaction, and Morgan's just very matter of fact. Like, do you want to know what happened or not?
Yeah.
And he's like, it was Negan beat them to death in front of us, you know, with a baseball bat. So it was Abraham and Glenn, and more than that, people are dead. And that scene as he's walking away, the line she has, I said it once on the episode already, but, you know, you can go, but you don't have to go, was just like, that, it was just the synergy of their two journeys and just the alignment and, like, oh, God, that was just such a wonderful moment because she's basically saying to him, you know, it's like, I bought in, Morgan. Mm-hmm. I bought into your philosophy. I've been living out here by myself. I don't want to kill anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that person. You know, you taught me something. Don't let that go. If you let that go, what am I supposed to do? Kind of a thing, you know? Yeah, it was just great.
Yeah, I mean, and it, here's the thing. It's now, once again, we got the fire back with Carol. I actually still even thought, even when Morgan told her what happened as far as with Glenn and everyone else there, that she was going to have more of an emotional breakdown, but it was so internalized. Mm-hmm. But that shows how great, whatever the choice she used for that particular, you know, scene, it just showed, you know, she didn't even, like, go crazy. She just, like, internalized it. It was like, the badass came out, and bam, I'm gonna go handle business, you know? And that was a good scene. That was an intense scene.
Yeah, for sure.
But real quick to recall, in the very beginning, I loved the get-go when Morgan's like, because she asks Morgan what happened, because she tells him that Daryl sort of told her what happened, but she's not sure. She doesn't know exactly what happened. And when Morgan straight up tells her, he's like, no, I kept your story about you, you know? I was like, you're right. Yeah, that is so true. And I love that Morgan always sticks to his ethics, and that was such a great point for me.
Loyalty.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of loyalty between those two.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of like, it's funny, like, it makes you feel like the Alexandrians and their way of life and their, like, their group. It's like the old guard. They're all, like, wise and respectful of one another.
That's true.
You know, it's like this old group or something like that. Yeah. It's awesome. So after that interaction, she's like, what are you going to do? And he's like, I'm going to go kill them. I'm going to go find them one by one and kill them. And you're just like, what is Morgan going to go do? Where it's like, what's the next move for that dude? Is he just about to be out there, clear, here is not here, living in the wild? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't know. I feel that there's going to be some still taming with him in the group. I don't feel like he's going to go rogue on us again. Mm-hmm. I somehow feel like he's going to still channel that energy, that aggressive energy, but use it with the group still.
Yeah.
And we've seen him go off on his own. You know, I don't think we want to see him go off on his own again. I want them to fight as a group.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the only way they can take this team down.
It'll converge. It'll eventually all get together. So basically, after that scene, you know, Carol finds out, she packs a bag, she heads back to Kingdom, and I like that she walks in and she says, "We have to fight.
We have to fight. Ezekiel's, we have to get ready,
like,
to fight.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, we will, but not today."
Yeah.
And that was just like, yeah, all right. Like, you have built something. You've built some serenity in this place, and it is worth something. And it's worth taking a moment to grieve about this kid that you loved very much. And but it's good that Ezekiel. Also, do you feel a little bit like the sort of? So I'll talk about this a little bit after in the comic book spoilers, which we save till the very, very end. But the relationship between Carol and Ezekiel, they've been teasing for a little while now. They haven't quite gone down the road. They've almost, but they haven't taken the turn.
Right.
I felt like when she walked back in and they had that moment, there's some amount of her that's come back to, like, all right, I'm willing to be part of society, and some part of him that's like, okay, I'm ready to stop living my fairy tale and do what has to be done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That feels like now they can actually be together.
There's a happy median in between.
Yeah.
You know, they're both not, they're two extreme characters of what they used to be. It's kind of like they're kind of meeting in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And it feels now like if they go down that road, it would work. Story-wise, it would work. Right at the beginning, it was kind of like, this is the odd couple a little bit. They didn't feel like, they didn't really feel like they got each other.
Well, you just could tell that she just thought he was full of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So he had a crush on her, but she wasn't really into him.
Yeah.
I mean, she's the only one that knows who he really is, like his real language.
Yeah, because he dropped the line. Yeah, exactly. So now I thought that moment with the two of them, I was like, all right, now we're going to go down this road, and I think this works now.
Yeah.
And I love the scene at the end where they're, where she comes back and talks to him, and everything in the garden's been burnt out, and they're restarting. They're planting that new. So it's such symbolism there, you know?
Once again, the planting.
This is what we need to be doing. Yeah. We're going to clear out, you know, and we're going to start over.
Yeah, and it's that whole idea of, like, even though we're going to go to war, we're going to fight, we're going to try to. But it's like we have to fight. We have to save the thing we're saving. You know, it's like we're fighting for something. Mm-hmm. So let's focus on that too. So,
and was today the first day I've actually seen Ezekiel with a handgun, like really pointing to, you know, like in
maybe. Yeah. Did you notice how much his hand was shaking?
It was shaking a lot. I put that in my notes. I was like, when he was pointing a gun, he looked very nervous. You know, he was not comfortable with doing it. That's for sure.
He's not comfortable shooting anybody. So. Yeah, but he's going to have to get comfortable with
what's especially
going on.
Now.
Yeah. So I think that pretty much wraps up everything. Yeah. The last thing is the episode ends with a shot of Morgan sitting on a doorstep somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know where he was sitting?
I think he was at Carol's, right?
Yeah, it looked like it was at Carol's.
It was at Carol's house.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I was thinking, like, he's obviously not going rogue again. He's deciding to stay at Carol's place, and he's deciding to go through with his sort of new outlook, because, like, the staff is now turning into some sort of weapon. It seems like he was whittling his staff.
Yeah, I wonder if,
not a walking stick anymore, you know?
Wonder if Morgan will be... Well, we can say that for predictions, but the one thing I do wonder is he's in the house... And there's a moment where he stops and he looks back because it looks like he hears something.
Mm.
But then he turns forward and the episode ends.
And it ends, yeah.
So is somebody in there? Was it maybe...
Mm.
Let's get into predictions.
Okay.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Okay, so a couple things we're going to do here. We're each going to shout out our predictions, give our sign-off, and then we're going to do a little quick, like, one and a half minute discussion about the comic book stuff.
Okay.
But the question I had was, is it possible that he walked off, went and did his thing, the Savior's heard, there are supplies at Carol's place, they sent people back there.
That would be crazy.
Morgan's sitting there with a knife, skinning an apple or whatever he was holding in his hand there, and that there's, like, a couple guys behind him, and Morgan's going to get up and just murder everyone.
That could make sense.
That would be insane. If it is, that has to be the intro to the next episode.
Absolutely.
You know? Like,
yeah.
I need to know.
Because there was clearly a reason they did that, the shot
that's
from
true.
Behind him,
yeah.
Right? That's not just a throwaway shot.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's a good prediction.
Interesting, yeah.
I like that.
I wonder if anyone else noticed that.
But yeah, anybody in the chat.
Think of anything of it, yeah.
What about you guys?
Interesting.
Well, from the preview that we saw, we obviously see Rosita and Sasha together. I still say, from my prediction a couple weeks ago, that Rosita's going to go down. I feel like it's just they're setting it up.
Yeah.
Because she is one who's going rogue. And, it's very interesting to see the characters here between Morgan and Carol and even Rosita and even Sasha, who've gone rogue at different places and points during the show. But I feel like now, especially with three episodes in, the arc of where we're seeing with Rosita, it's definitely developing to where we're going to see her leave the show.
Mm.
Okay.
And I think that with Sasha, I think we're ready for Sasha to leave the show at Rosita's hand. Like, I think it'll be Rosita's fault. She'll feel so guilty about it and all that stuff. Back to, like, what happened with this episode, I would love to see, again, because I love Gavin, that actor.
Yeah.
I love him. But I would love to see him, like... dig a little deeper into it, because clearly those emotions are there, that reluctance that we saw today. I want to see him dig deeper into that, maybe, you know, talk to Dwight a little bit, you know? I don't know.
Because he has the moment where he sends Jared away, where he says, how's the kid? The kid's dead. Get out of here before I kill you, kind of thing.
Yeah, walk home, yeah.
And it's like, it's not like he... It's weird, because he doesn't have to do that, but it also doesn't bring the kid back. I guess maybe it makes them feel a little better, like he cares or something, but it's definitely just a kind of a moment for show, even if it came from a real place.
Yeah.
But it's trying to make a statement.
Like, I don't want to look at your face, you know, that you would make that sort of decision. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Self-preservation, too, though, because I think he realizes... I think anybody in that position... realizes that, like, let's say you're the group of bullies and you're bullying multiple communities and you have all the resources.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you trigger those hard emotions for people, you kill the kid. It's like, you know that there's a lot of hate in these people's eyes, and that they're gonna tear you limb from limb given the chance.
Absolutely.
They're going to murder you, and they're not going to be merciful.
Yeah.
Even if you think you're a nice guy, even if you think that you're doing this because you have to, you're going to get killed, and these are the people that are going to do it.
Yeah.
And so that's him, I think, just trying to show, like, I'm not the bad guy here. I'm just doing my job, but still going to die.
Really?
Yeah. And I think Morgan's going to take out Jared, because he's not going to let it go with what happened to Benjamin. I was going back and forth. Is it going to be even Ezekiel? Because the way that they showed Ezekiel with his little brother.
Oh, yeah. So maybe it's a little brother. Or wait, is it his little brother? Is it his son or his little
his
brother?
Little brother? His little brother. Okay. Yeah, but he's too young to
Because they had that conversation when Richard was like so young to have a kid or something.
Well, I think he's just saying because he's taking care of the kid. Yes. Yeah,
because remember, there's the line when they're training and he says, "You didn't want to beat him up. You wanted to be like your brother." Right?
Exactly.
Right,
yeah. He says that. Yeah.
And my other prediction is that they are going to take us down the Ezekiel and Carol road. That's going to happen. I think we need one more really meaningful episode for the two of them to, like, I think it's like maybe the moment when she's talking to Ezekiel and he's mourning over the loss of Benjamin or something. There'll be some moment that we have that will start to move us in that direction.
I want her to call him out in front of everyone so everyone knows who he really is, and, you know, so he's not putting up this facade anymore.
Something like
that. I want her to get that out of him.
So one really quick question before we move to the comic book. Do you think that Morgan will ever find, if he goes super rogue again, as we're predicting and seeing from this episode, will he ever find that piece again? Will he ever come back to? Can he come back to the old Morgan and tranquility and that after going crazy?
I don't think he'll ever get back to the kind that you mentioned, tranquility. I don't think he'll ever get back to like that sort of pacifist mentality that he's had for a while, because I think that was too far in the one extreme. But I think the sort of in between almost phase that he's in now, he'll probably learn to harness that a little more, and I think he'll be willing to exert violence in the scenes that he needs to. But I think we'll be a little more that's what I think, and maybe he's not able to. But that's what I think.
It kind of ties in with Tasha. Tosh said Ben, because they're talking about the sticks, and now he has those two sticks. She's saying Ben's will still be the peaceful staff, but his will be turned into the weapon, because they're all saying that he was definitely whittling his staff at the end of the episode to turn. It
that's
into
what
some
it was.
Sort of
it, was
like,
it was the staff. Okay, not a piece of fruit. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. So guys, you can find me at Ben Bateman Media if you want to follow along. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. Folks, where they can find you?
You can find me at Susanna_Kim, SusannaH_Kim.
You can find me at Daryl Christen, DerrialChriston, on all social media platforms, and also on our sister network, Black Hollywood Live.
And if you guys want to know about some comic book spoilers,
I like how you did that. Know about? You got into that, Ben.
I'm just going to talk for like a minute and a half just right now, so it's a big spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear them, just get out of here. Turn the show off. Turn it off on your phone, your iPad, your iPod app, your iPad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And stop talking. I just want to talk for a second here. Can we get the spoiler alert? The
very good.
There
spoiler
we go.
Alert.
You did it yourself. We
spoiler alert.
Come on.
Spoiler alert.
So,
spoiler alert.
I've made mention before that Michonne and Morgan Michonne and Ezekiel end up together in the show. That's a thing. That's like an important detail. And actually, way down the line, like way further down the line, Ezekiel dies in a plot. But like, this is a whole different story that I don't really think we're going to go anywhere near.
Okay.
It would be way down the line, like probably years in the show. But Carol is playing the role basically of Michonne in the situation. And it takes a while in the comic for Michonne and Ezekiel to kind of have the relationship start. Mm-hmm. It's definitely like a slow process, and Michonne has to finally be like, all right, you know what? Like, you're not as silly as I think. And there's some part, but also Michonne in the comic has a much more like clingy kind of vibe than the show. Mm. She latches on to multiple men throughout the comic book, and then they'll die or she'll leave them, and it just keeps happening. And she's lonely, and she uses it in this story in the comic book. She uses it as like a coping mechanism. Mm. She's like not really connecting. She like needs to have a companion essentially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Carol's not the same way at all. That's a very different character, which is the part of me that wonders if they're going to go down that road with Ezekiel. But I just get the feeling with the way it's setting up, I think they want that to happen.
Yeah.
And I think that given one more scene, I think it's possible that it could.
I hope they drag it on a little bit longer, because you're saying, you know, Michonne, that I hope they do drag it out, because I want to get that feeling, like I said, I was kind of missing with Rick and Michonne. I want to, like, cheer for them, be like, oh, like, get together already, you know?
Yeah.
I want it to be, like, this tension and this, you know, romance that I'm, like, wanting, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So,
yeah. So that's pretty much what I had to say.
Interesting.
That's about it. It's a different path. That's the only thing. Some of the paths from the comic you can draw very directly and it's easy, but others it's like, because it's new characters, and we say this all the time, but the two characters that don't really exist the way they exist are Daryl and Carol.
And
so
Carol, yeah.
Any of the storylines that involve those two, you kind of have to jump the leapfrog plot points a little bit, because you can't just character shift and expect it to be exactly the same.
True.
Right, totally.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching and listening. Hopefully we didn't just ruin anything crazy for you, and we'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Bye, guys!
Bye!
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.